At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Minnesota Vikings offseason speculation continues, and it's going to continue for the next 8 or 9 months. Dan Orlovsky is an ESPN commentator, and he went on the Pat McAfee show, and he had this to say about Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, and the Minnesota Vikings. And I quote, he said, "The Minnesota Vikings will not be able to afford both Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins." My take today is presented by Hoakland Farm. Contact Jared at 952-491-1541 for rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed Hereford beef. This beef has no medications or antibiotics, and they sell it in quarters, halves, and custom sample packs. 20% off your first order if you tell Jared you heard about him on the Minnesota Tim podcast. 952-491-1541, Hoakland Farm. So Dan Orlovsky mentioned that the Vikings will not be able to resign both key players, Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins. And that put the Minnesota Vikings fan base up in arms, because as people already decided and figured out, the Minnesota Vikings actually can sign Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson, both to extensions this offseason, if they really wanted to do so. Now, technically they can sign both players, but can they really afford to sign both players to major contract extensions? And the answer is no. We already know the time is just ticking when the day comes that Justin Jefferson will sign the largest deal in the history of the NFL for a non-quarterback. That is going to happen. Okay? And Justin Jefferson just said the other day, "I don't care who's throwing me the football, I am going to put up big numbers." You know, there's these people that speculate that JJ wants Kirk. He'll only resign if there's Kirk. I want me some Kirk. And JJ mentioned, "I'm going to be the same player with Kirk Cousins, without Kirk Cousins." Sounds like he'd prefer to have Kirk, but it's not going to stop him from signing the highest deal in NFL history for a non-quarterback. And then there's Kirk Cousins, who has gone on numerous podcasts this offseason and has said that the conversations are going to happen in March. He's getting ready to throw 1 week before the combine so that he can advertise and market himself to teams that are interested in signing Kirk Cousins as a free agent. So the possibility for the Vikings to sign Jefferson and Cousins, you sign JJ to this massive deal, whatever. You sign Kirk to a $40 million deal, and you're not going to be able to fill the rest of the holes in your roster. Think about it like this. If you own a house, you have to get pre-approved for a loan. And let's say you get pre-approved for a $500,000 loan. You technically could go buy a $500,000 house and get a loan for it. But nobody in the right mind does that because there's no money left to fill in the gaps. You work your way up to that point. You don't go out and buy the richest house you can buy for your first house. That makes no sense. It's the same thing with the Minnesota Vikings. Could they sign Jefferson? Could they sign Cousins? They could sign them both. But then there's no room to fill the biggest holes on your roster, like cornerback, like defensive end if Danielle Hunter leaves, like defensive tackle, like linebacker, like safety if Harrison Smith doesn't come back and it's looking like he's not coming back. So can the Vikings technically afford it? Yes. But can they really afford it? The answer is no. So people coming after Dan Orlovsky for saying the Vikings can't afford to bring back both players, he's 100% right in the context of what the Vikings can afford. If the Vikings bring back both players next year, they're going to have so many holes on their roster that are not going to be filled. And that's why I've been so consistent this offseason that it is in the best interest, not only for the Minnesota Vikings to not re-sign Kirk Cousins, but also for Kirk Cousins, because the Minnesota Vikings are not in a win-now situation like Kirk wants. He's 36 years old. He's got minimum years left in the league. You want to win. You don't want to go on a team that has holes all over their roster just so that they could keep you in the best receiver in football. The Vikings should not re-sign Kirk and Jefferson. They cannot afford it because it's going to leave way too many pieces left for the Minnesota Vikings to try to fill. And that's not going to be good. Thank you for listening to this episode of the pod. I appreciate you watching and subscribing on YouTube. Check out the Paul Allen interview if you haven't already. It's got over 4,300 downloads. I appreciate you subscribing and watching. Please hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please click that rate, follow, and review button wherever you're currently listening to this podcast. Everyone have a great day and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.